do in understanding and living out the laws of the harvest. Amen. It is that important. So we talked about the laws of the harvest. The very first one was we harvest only what has been planted. We harvest only what has been planted. We plant good things, we will reap good things. We plant good choices, we make good decisions, and then we will reap the benefits of those good choices. Why do some people get blessed all of the time? Why does it seem that some people always have blessings in their lives, always good things are happening to them? Well, they planted good seed. They are planting good seed, and they continue to plant good seed. So they reap the blessings of the laws of the harvest. Why are things such a mess? People ask, why is my life such a wreck? Well, according to the Word of God, you're harvesting what you planted. You're reaping what you have sown. Well, I hate this message, Pastor, because it puts all of the blame for my life on me. That's where it needs to be. That's where it needs to be. We need to take responsibility for that. Because the Bible says, don't be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. You will plant. You will reap what you planted. You will harvest what you have sown. It does happen. Understand, Jesus Christ said, the truth shall set you free. Amen. And understanding the truth, applying the truth, living the truth, we can be set free understanding that. So, we harvest only what has been planted. Secondly, we harvest the same in kind as we plant. We harvest the same in kind as we plant. You plant corn, you're going to reap corn. Does that make sense? You plant apple seeds, you're going to get apple trees and apples. There's an old saying, what goes around comes around. It is a theorem, if you will, off of this law of God. God set up the laws. God put these in place. And he said that you will harvest the same in kind as you plant. You see someone acting in a certain way. You see someone living with certain attitudes and making certain decisions and doing certain things. You see them doing something. Understand, it's going to come back to them. It is going to come back to them. God said it would, and it will. Because it is a law that God has set up. It is a universal law that God began and that God continues because he set it all up in the first place. You will plant in kind. You will reap in kind as you have planted. Thirdly, we harvest in a different season than we plant. We harvest in a different season than we plant. Here is where Satan's deception comes in. And here is where our deceiving ourselves comes in. We plant wrong. We plant seeds of sin. We plant seeds of selfishness. We plant seeds where to the flesh, and we think that we're getting away with something. Because we don't harvest right away. It's not like you do something wrong and you get smacked on the back of the head immediately. Oh, sure, don't get me wrong. The Spirit of God convicts you immediately. But you do something wrong, you plant to the flesh, and you don't always reap a harvest immediately. And so this kind of engenders in our minds, in our hearts, I got away with it. I'm getting away with it. Therefore, I can do it again. Amen. You heard me say this before. One of the best things a parent can pray is not don't let my kids do anything wrong, because kids are kids. They'll do stuff that's wrong. Okay? They're sinners just like you and I. It's when they do wrong, let me catch them. Let me catch them. Because the worst thing that someone can start thinking is they never get caught. They never get caught. Because God always catches you. And the laws of reaping and sowing always apply. When? Always. And the third law we're talking about, we harvest in a different season than we plant. We think because we didn't get something back, no consequences came immediately, therefore I have gotten away with it. Not true. In the springtime, you make bad choices. In the springtime, you plant seeds to the flesh. In the summer, we think we've gotten away with it. In the summertime, all is still well. All is still right. We know what we did in the spring. We know what happened. Nothing has happened to us. We haven't reaped the harvest yet, so we think we're getting away with it. Then the fall comes. Whoa. I wish I'd never done that. Wow. Was that a mistake? Wow. Was that a foolish thing to do? Why didn't someone tell me? That's what I'm trying to do tonight. That's what I'm trying to explain this evening. You will reap what you've sown. It may not come in the same season. In fact, it probably won't come in the same season. But it will come. There was a poor family that bought this watermelon because they knew that the children in the family loved watermelon, and they bought the watermelon. It, you know, cost them more than they really had to pay because they were poor. One of the kids, Johnny, stole it, and he ate the whole thing. Okay? Now he's got to get rid of the evidence. What does he do on the farm? He buries the evidence. He buries the rind. He buries the seeds. He gets rid of it. He hides it all. When asked, I didn't do it. I don't know what happened. It wasn't me. So he stole. He lied. He can't sleep. He feels guilty. He doesn't know what to do about it. But he keeps up appearances. He keeps up the fact that he's didn't do it. He's innocent. Somebody else must have done it. But eventually, it rains. Eventually, the sun comes out. Eventually, there is a watermelon that begins to grow on that property. Do you think it was a reminder to him every day of what he had done? Do you think it is an answer to what God said in Numbers 32:23? Be sure your sin will find you out. It was just that. We don't always reap in the same season that we plant. Fourth one, we harvest more than we plant. We harvest more than we plant. What makes farming actually work? What makes being a farmer work? Well, the fact that you plant a seed and you get a plant. But in that single plant, fruit is produced with more seeds in it. Okay? There are more seeds that are produced than the one that you've simply planted. And in that way, farming works. That's the only way farming would work. If you got one fruit for every plant, it would still work because there's more seeds in there, but you get the idea. Multiple fruits, multiple seeds in all of them, that's what makes it work. You plant a seed and you get more fruit with even more seeds. So you plant bad choices. You sow bad choices. You're going to receive a harvest of consequences. Not just one. Not just singular. An entire harvest comes of that. Wow. That's something we've really got to get into our head. I'm just not going to reap one bad thing. I will reap multiple consequences because of the one seed that I planted. Sometimes, two or three bad decisions can wreck a life. It's pretty much that simple. Sometimes just two or three bad decisions because of the multiple result of the harvest can ruin an entire life. Understand that going in. Don't find it out afterward. Because afterward, it is too late. You will reap what you've sown, but you're going to reap more than what you've sown. Fifth, we harvest in proportion to how we plant. We harvest in proportion to how we plant. Now, this is kind of the I don't want to say the opposite, but it's the corollary, the one I just mentioned. Let's look at it in a positive light. Okay? If you're a farmer that plants one seed, you're going to get more back, but not as much as you planted two seeds, four seeds, eight seeds, 16, and on. The more you plant, the more you're going to reap. The more you sow, the more you will harvest. Okay? Think about it in terms of blessings. You work hard. You do what's right. You go ahead and serve God, make good choices, make right choices, and you will reap in accordance with the choices you've made. Amen. But if you work hard at it, you could reap a lifetime of blessings. Amen. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not preaching some kind of everything will be all right, you'll never have any problems message. Because things go wrong in everybody's life. Amen. Things happen that are not good in everybody's life. No matter how hard you try, no matter how well you are doing, how many right choices you make, sometimes bad things simply happen. God allows those bad things to make us into the image of Jesus Christ. You've heard sermons on that. Someone put it this way. No rain makes a desert. Okay, there will be rain in our lives from time to time because we need it. But we can forego a whole lot of problems by sowing what's right. We can forego a whole lot of problems by working hard at doing what is right. Now, you want to receive blessings in your life? You want to see God's hand move in your life? You want to see God bless you in multiple ways? Work hard at doing right. Work hard at planting good seeds. Make it your life's work to plant, to sow to the Spirit all of the time. Hard work always brings good results. It can be great news for the Christian. Understand, this sowing and reaping is not just bad news. It doesn't just explain why our lives are such a mess at times. It can also explain why our lives can be good at times. Because we're doing what is right. And we're working hard at doing what is right. But working hard is tiresome. Working hard gets you weary. Hence, what he says in verse number 9, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not, if we don't quit. is it easy to do the right thing all of the time? Come on. Is it easy to do the right thing all the time? No, it is not. Would it feel better momentarily to do the bad things sometimes? Yes. But that doesn't make it okay. Sometimes we think, oh, if I just did this or got back or said this or allowed this into my life, things would be so much better now. But not when harvest time came. So we have to understand that if we will do what's right and do what's right and do what's right and do what's right, when it's hard, when we get weary, when it doesn't feel good, we're continuing to do what is right. We're going to reap the blessings of God. Amen. They will come. We will harvest in proportion to how we plant. If we work hard at doing what's right, we will see God's blessings in our lives. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter number 9. 2 Corinthians chapter number 9, verse number 6. This is in the context of giving, but it is also carries the idea of all of life because it's sowing and reaping. And this is a universal principle of sowing and reaping. He says in 2 Corinthians 9, 6, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. And he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Okay, there's the proportionality that we just mentioned. There it is in Scripture. If you will just sow a little bit to good, a little bit to the Spirit, a little bit of good decisions and good choices, you will reap a little bit. You'll reap more, just gonna be a little bit. Okay, but if you work hard and you sow bountifully and you do what is right in your life and you make good decisions and you help people and you give and you're constantly putting yourself out there doing what is right, you'll reap bountifully. God said it. It's in the Word of God. Therefore, it is an absolute fact. In fact, it's a law of the harvest. You will harvest in proportion to how you have planted. Think about selfish people. Just think about being selfish for a moment. Never give. Never plants. But they expect blessings. Wow. Now, you've lived, you're alive, you know selfish people. You know people who will not lift a finger to help anybody at any time, in any place, unless it benefits them somehow. And you know that they're some of the most miserable people that you've ever met. You know them, you know what I'm talking about. They don't help. Well, who tends to help them? Nobody. They reap what they've sown. Sad. But there are Christians who never do anything for God. Never serve God. Never do the right thing in helping somebody else. Never do what God has asked them to do. But they have the audacity to beg God for a good harvest. They have the audacity to say, God, I need this. God, will you bless me? God, will you take care of this? God, will you do this? But never at one time have they planted to the Spirit. Never one time have they sown to the Spirit. And yet they think they can expect God's blessings in their life when harvest time comes. Just not true. God said, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. He that soweth sparingly shall reap sparingly. He that soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Six, we harvest good only if we persevere. We harvest good only if we persevere. Back in Galatians chapter 6, verse number 9, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. If we faint not. Pastor, I've been planting. I've been doing what's right. I've been making good choices. Why haven't I gotten any good things back yet? Why hasn't it happened yet? Well, don't stop. Don't quit. We talked about the seasons. We talked about it happening. It will happen. It will happen if we don't quit. Now, if you have a garden, we have no farmers in here that I know of. If you have a garden, you know about weeds. If you have a flower bed, you know about weeds. You know that they grow no matter what you might possibly do. They will grow. And if those weeds are left unattended, what do they produce? More weeds. They choke off your garden, your flowers. They destroy everything. You see, you plant, but you also have to work after you've planted. You got a weed. And that carries the idea of not quitting. You've got to work to get rid of weeds. You don't have to work for weeds. But you've got to work to get rid of weeds. And it's not fun work. It's not joyful work. And neglect brings a bad harvest. It's just that simple. You got to persevere. You can't quit. You can't even take a week off doing what's right. You got to continue doing what's right. Go to the Old Testament book of Hosea. Chapter 8, verse number 7. Hosea 8, 7. For they have sown the wind, and they shall reap the whirlwind. It hath no stalk, the bud shall yield no meal. If so be it yield, the stranger shall swallow it up. 1 week of irresponsibility can wreck the harvest. 1 week of neglect can wreck the harvest. There's no way that you can say, well, I did what was right today. I think I'll sit down and wait for God's blessings to come in tomorrow. I made a good choice. I made a right decision. I did the right thing. And you very well may have. But sitting down and resting on that, sitting down and waiting for that, won't come to anything. There's still work to be done. You still got to water. You still got to weed and make sure that all is well. If you persevere, if you stay at it, if you continue doing what's right, you will reap if you faint not. We forget that part if we don't quit. If we don't take that week off of doing what's right. If we don't have that week of irresponsibility where we just throw it all away and hope that everything's okay. No, it doesn't work that way. We plant, but we still have to work the farm. We still have to work the garden. We still have to do what is right. Amen. And it's hard. It's difficult. It's work. But as the old saying goes, anything that's worthwhile is worth working for. Amen. Understand, God set this up. And it continues day after day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, decade after decade. It continues to work. And last, there is nothing we can do about last year's harvest. There's absolutely nothing you can do about last year's harvest. Last year is already in the barn. What you planted in the years previous, what you planted in the springtime, has already grown. It's already been picked in the fall. You've already harvested it. It is in the barn. There is absolutely nothing you can do about last year's harvest. What can you affect today? Come on. The next harvest. The next harvest. You can't do anything about yesterday. There's nothing you can do to change any of that. You can affect the next harvest. You can start making good choices when? Now. You can start planting good seed when? Now. You can start doing the right things now and making sure it is weeded, it is watered, it is taken care of. You're doing those right choices. You're making those right choices. You are doing the things that will bring God's blessings. You must start now. Amen. Can God change your life? Yeah. But let me tell you, only God can change your life. Amen. Now, you can change things for a while on your own. You can turn over a new leaf. You can put a new suit on the man. You can do all of the things that change your life temporarily. But only God can change your life permanently. If all we do is put a new suit on, we'll eventually go back to the old way of life. If all we do is, quote unquote, clean up the pig's going back to the mire. But if you will trust Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, He will change your life. Amen. And if you will completely commit and submit to His Lordship in your life, He will change your life. Amen. And He's the only one who can. He'll do it. Can He change your life? Yes. Can He change your life today? Yes. When will you begin to harvest those things? In due season. In due season. Doesn't mean automatically you'll start reaping the blessings of God. They come in due season. So how does that happen? Two words or two ideas here. Forgiveness and good choices. Forgiveness and good choices. It begins with forgiveness. If you never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, repent of your sin, ask Him to forgive you, and put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Amen. If you're saved, your life is a wreck or heading in that direction, there's forgiveness in God. But you've got to turn from sin and turn to Him. Amen. And when you do, He'll change your life. Seek His forgiveness. He loves you. He will forgive you. And then start making good choices. Don't stop. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Verse 9, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Our Father, thank You for this time together. Thank You for Your word and how it does speak to our hearts. I pray that we would now determine we're going to live it out. I pray that You would bless us. I pray that You would draw us closer to You. I pray that You would work in our hearts for Your honor and glory. Lord, we want to see your blessings in our life, but help us understand, to see them, we take part in making them happen by doing what is right. Bless us. Bless our decisions. In Jesus' name, amen. With every head bowed, every eye closed, what has God spoken to your heart about? He has, unless you weren't listening at all. What does he want you to do? Where's the light bulb come on in your head? What decisions do you need to make? Do it tonight. You are, in effect, determining the course of your future life by decisions you make right now here tonight. You're determining which way it's going to go. What are you going to choose? Be not deceived. God is not mocked. We reap what we sow. You say, Pastor, God has spoken to me. Would you pray for me? Anyone like that? Put your hand up. Put it back down. Pastor, pray for me. God has spoken. Just slip your hand up. Put it back down. Amen. God bless you. Amen. 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 Anyone else? Pastor, pray for me. I want to see God's blessing. But I know to see God's blessing, I need to make right choices. Pastor, pray for me. Anyone else? Maybe you're here and you've never been saved. You've never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You say, Pastor, pray for me. I don't know. I'm not sure. Anyone like that, put your hand up, put it back down. Pastor, pray for me. Our Father, bless in every decision that is made. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's all stand, every head bowed, every eye closed. Piano's going to play. You're going to pray. What decision does God want you to make? And what are you going to do with that decision right now? Make that decision as the piano plays.